Hello, everybody, and welcome to Valley Life, the show that tells you what you can do here in the San Fernando Valley. I'm your host, Victor Bertato, and this is my very first show, and I have with me a special guest, a business admin here at Pierce College, Matthew Murphy. Matthew, thank you for taking the time out of your day and coming to the show.
Victor, thanks for having me.
No problem, man. So, Matthew, you live in the Valley, correct?
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite hobbies to do here in the Valley?
So some of my favorite things to do just kind of around is, like, if you go, like, by Topanga, there's, like, a bunch of hiking spots you can go to, and there's a bunch of scenery you can kind of check out and see how things are going, and, like, all sorts of stuff there. I think there's a couple strawberry farms that are around. You can go around and check that out and, like, see a lot of the sort of environment and the hills and stuff that's around, and, you know, kind of exploring the sort of mountain ranges. If you go up to O'Melveny Park, there's a bunch of cool, like, hiking spots. You go up, you get kind of high up, and you can kind of see a lot of the valley at once, and it's really cool, fun thing to do, just, like, kind of explore around with some friends.
Do you go hiking often?
I go hiking probably at least, like, once a month with some friends, just go, like, different trail, check out, like, sort of the stuff around, and I had one friend, he had a little project that was at O'Melveny Park. It was, like, go around and just check out all sorts of different wildlife there and kind of record it, and we sent it to, like, the Natural History Museum, and just doing stuff like that is just pretty fun, just all sorts of parks and stuff around.
Besides hiking, is there anything else you like to do around here?
Sometimes me and some friends, we like to get together, and we'll do some other stuff. Like, there's, like, I think there's, like, a gaming cafe. It's kind of, like, in Northridge, and just kind of go there and just play games with some friends or something. Or we go down and you can go to Sky Zone or Sky High and just kind of go to that. It's like a little trampoline park, and just, you know, jump on a trampoline, play some dodgeball or something. It's pretty fun.
Sounds pretty fun. I'm never going to do that myself. Do you think, you know, a lot of people want to come to California because of the things you could do here. Do you think living in California is a good thing to do?
I think living in California is, like, a really fun thing to do. A lot of people, like, they talk about the state, and they say it's the state with the best weather. Just, you come here, and then beautiful area, and then the weather, it's always warm, kind of. And you go to some other states or something, and it's, like, colder or way hotter, and it's, like, they think California is being, like, perfect. And then you get the beach, like, right there, and you can just kind of go hang out there, check out, like, the pier and stuff, and so...
Do you go to the beach?
I go to the beach sometimes, but, like, a lot of the time when I go to the beach, I don't, like, go in the water a lot of time. I just walk around and, like, go with some friends, check out some of the stores and stuff, and, you know, see what's kind of going on, see the environment. There's a bunch of people that hang out there, do a bunch of different things, and, you know, promote a bunch of different things, and it's, like, it's cool to see.
As far as Los Angeles, do you think the Valley is the best part of L.A. because of the scenery and...
Definitely. I think it's, like, the most, like... It's weird to say, like, the most home-like place, where it's, like, you go around, and it's, like, you go to, like, Hollywood or something, and then you're, like, you know, this is really city-like, but it's, like, you come to the San Fernando Valley, and it's just, like, you go, and it's just, like, it feels way calmer than, like, a lot of the other places in the Los Angeles area, and so it's, like, it's a lot chill in there.
It's a lot chill. Do you like the weather here, or do you prefer the weather, I don't know, if you've ever been upstate, or...
I've been upstate, and... It can be a bit colder, a little... When I went there, it was, like, more overcast, and it was all right. I've been to Texas, and, like... I went to Texas once in the winter and once in the summer, and, like, both of them is, like, freezing during the winter in comparison here, and then during the summer, it was just boiling, and I'm like, this is way too different compared to here in the Valley and here in California.
The best part about the Valley sometimes is the nightlife, people say. Do you... prefer the nightlife, or do you prefer in the morning or the afternoon?
I like the morning and kind of the nighttime, because, I mean, sometimes, like, I'll just, like, go around and take a little walk around the area, and, you know, you don't see too much crazy going on. You're just kind of, like, it's kind of chill. And then when you go do some larger places and stuff, you drop by somewhere like Dave & Buster's or something, it's pretty fun, because, you know, towards the night, it's mainly kind of adults, and they're a lot more mature about things, and so... You go there, and it's pretty relaxing time, pretty fun.
Some places, though, they don't let you stay if you're not of the age, 21.
Of course.
So for the people that watch the show and aren't over 21, which a lot of people at this school aren't, what do you think they can do to have fun here in the San Fernando Valley?
I think, yeah, checking out a lot of the parks is pretty cool. I think one of the best things I've done is me and some friends after high school, we all got together and just took two cars and we just drove along Mulholland like all the way, and just seeing like all everything, seeing like beach there and just seeing all these sorts of crazy houses and stuff that are around. It's like, it was really fun to just do that. And it's like, that's just going on a road. It's not very expensive, and you don't even need to drive. You can just walk. And just, there you go.
Have you walked up that road that you said you went on?
I've walked a little bit of Mulholland, but like, it's really long, really windy, pretty hilly. So it's like, I would recommend driving. But if you like walking, not like hiking up, okay, that sort of thing, like high elevation, then it's pretty fun.
Do you, you said you hike high often, correct?
What is it?
You said you hike like once a month around?
Yeah, something like that.
What kind of clothes do you take when you go hiking? And what other necessities do you take?
Usually, at like minimum, it's just take like a pair of jeans, some long pants or something, just a regular t-shirt, and then just some water or something. Just keep your keys, wallet on you, and that's pretty much it. There are other things you can take. If I take a backpack, I have a first aid kit in it just in case, like, you know, cuts and scrapes happen, but it's kind of good to be prepared for that sort of thing.
Any kind of like shoes you wear? Specific kind of shoes?
Usually, if I don't have any like specific type of like hiking shoes, I'll just use an older pair of shoes that I don't care too much about, because it's gonna get dirty anyways. So you just gotta like watch out for that sort of thing and make sure, like, if you're gonna be taking your car after it, you want to keep your car clean. Like, keep something, take those shoes in that doesn't get the dirt everywhere or something. So
how is the weather usually when you go hiking?
Usually we go towards like the morning or like the afternoon, and so it's kind of like cooling off then, and so during the afternoon it's pretty nice. It's just kind of warm, and just you go around. If it ends up being too warm, there's plenty of like benches and stuff and plenty of shade around. Mm-hmm. You can just go hang out under that and just,
okay,
kind of chill.
Do you think many people would enjoy doing the things you do here in San Fernando Valley?
I think the things I do is pretty relaxed, and I think some people would enjoy that. A lot of people would enjoy that, but there are some people that would want to go a little more kind of like wild, have a little more like, be a little more active. And so, I mean, you can do that sort of stuff with what I'm doing. Just, I mean, if it's taking those hikes or biking around, you just do it a little faster or something, or go on like more steep area. But like, yeah.
Do you bike a lot, right?
Yeah.
Do you find that like really fun? Is a fun hobby that you do?
Sometimes it's fun to just like kind of bike around town and not have like any place like you really want to go to, and just like, just see what's going on. And sometimes, you know, random things will be happening. You'll see like, I don't remember if they still do that, but like up by Northridge, they would always have one day during the week that they had like a bunch of food trucks come up and they just all line up on one street, and then you just have all these sorts of people coming around just checking out what they have there.
What kind of crazy things have you seen while biking? Because you said some crazy thing.
Every so often in the parks, I think you'll see like a couple homeless people around, and usually they're pretty chill, and like you just sometimes give them a hand, give them a dollar or something here or there. One time I remember seeing like a group of them that were all hiding like deep in these bushes. I guess they didn't want any of the homeless people on the park, and so they're doing everything they can to keep people away from them, keep attention away. And so I remember I was just kind of biking through this kind of dirt path, and then I look over and these guys are trying to throw these bottles at me because they just want to make sure people are leaving them alone.
They threw bottles at you?
Yeah, it was just like empty bottles and stuff they had around. They had like one of those grills that like you just put like some charcoal on, people go to park at, but like the whole area is like surrounded in bushes, so they were all kind of cut off from other people.
People that usually go hiking, they sometimes like to go camping. Are you one of those people that like to go camping?
Yeah, camping is pretty fun. Like, it just kind of depends on like the different trips you're taking. Like, some parks, like, or some places you go camping and you either pitch a tent or like put a hammock. But like a couple times I've just gone with some friends, put down a tarp, and just like had a trip where you're like stargazing the whole time and just kind of looking up at the sky and just seeing, you know, stars come by. And a couple times we did that and there's meteor showers going on, so we're just kind of all together just like looking up and just watching that.
Do you see any different kinds of wildlife while you're hiking? Camping.
Well, yeah, there's different types of wildlife. It's kind of depends the area. Sometimes coyotes, not too often. There are any sorts of bears and stuff around, but most of the time, if you just like keep your food and keep any smellable things away, they'll leave you alone.
Speaking of food, what are your favorite? What are some of your favorite either restaurants or places to go eat with your friends here in San Fernando Valley? Because we have a lot of options to choose from over here.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of the good places are like the Bear Pit up in I think Northridge. It's like really good food there. There's the Outback that's around. That's just you go there and it's just like you know it's going to be good like every time. And then there's a couple of smaller places around that are pretty good. There's one place that's called like that's near my house. It's called Hawaiian Chaka Burger, and it's like it's just some Hawaiian burger place that's just a really small place. But you go there and it's like food's really good. And it's like you find all sorts of stuff like that, all sorts of hidden places like that.
The first restaurant you said was
the Bear Pit.
The Bear Pit. What exactly do they do there? What do they have there?
So what they have there is like the main sort of attraction before was you go there and like they have like sawdust on the ground, so you get like kind of older western feeling from there. But you go there and it's kind of your standard barbecue place. They have like some garlic bread and stuff, and it's kind of your standard but like really good like barbecue. Like you get like some southern Cajun food places around too. But
do you go there often? Or
I don't go there super often. They're somewhat expensive, but like the food's really good, so it's like you go there like on special occasions and stuff.
Any kind of supermarkets or your favorite supermarkets here in, you know, the valley?
I don't go shopping like way too often, but when I do, like usually I end up going with like my grandma or something. She likes to go get a bunch of stuff together, and like she always enjoyed going to like Super King because they have like all sorts of different like fruits and vegetables, and they have it all like kind of fresh and all sorts of deals. And so whenever I go there with her, it's like I'm walking with her and there's huge lines of people because they just know Super King's kind of the place to get stuff.
Do you go shopping for, you know, any different accessories as in shoes or maybe socks? Because you said you don't go clothes shopping that often.
Yeah, I don't go clothes shopping too often. When I do, usually like sorry, I check out some places. Like, I mean, the first place, if I'm looking for just something really basic, I'll just check out like Costco. If I'm looking for something like more specific, I'll check out something like Big Five, because usually it'll be like a sport or something, that type of thing that I'm looking for. If I'm looking for something more like as like a thing to wear, like somewhere more professional, I'd maybe check out some places at the Topanga Mall and just see what's going on there.
Topanga Mall?
Yeah.
What exactly do they have at Topanga Mall? Like for the people that don't know.
So sort of in that like village area, there's a couple like different, like you see some of the name, like thrown out names all the time, like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, some of those stores around. And I mean, I don't go obviously those too often because those are pretty expensive, but like if I'm really looking for something pretty cool, then like that's the area I'll go look at. Sometimes my sister, she'll go there, she'll like check out the stores. She never buys anything, but like, you know, it's so expensive, she'll just like come check it out and be like, you know, it'll be pretty sick to have this stuff.
So in the Topanga area, it's more like the rich people area?
More of the rich area is like, so there's like south, there's like Encino, and then even farther north, there's like Porter Ranch, and like having those sorts of places, like they have, that's kind of where people would kind of more, I think, would more deem like the rich people area. And then, I mean, not far from Encino is like Beverly Hills, but like that's starting to get farther away from the valley.
Most college students, you know, don't have as much money as people. So for those people that don't have as much money, where do you think they could go? Where they can see almost the exact same things and buy all the cool stuff they want to get?
So there are a couple places around that like are generally a bit cheaper and just kind of cool. And a lot of those are like the bigger places like Walmart and like Food for Less or something. I think there's the La Vallarta that's like, I don't remember exactly where, but like whenever I go there, which I don't go there super often, but when I go there, it's like they got all sorts of cool stuff there.
What about like shopping centers? Are there any shopping centers around here? kind of like in the budget end?
There are a couple of areas around. There's like a, what's the name of this place? I'm trying to remember. It's, oh, I'm not. I'm skipping the name right now. I think it's like Big Lots or something. That's it. They sell stuff for pretty cheap and like sell a bunch of different variety of stuff. And so you go there and like, I've been there a couple times. I buy some stuff there and like there's barely anybody in line, but like the price is pretty cheap. It's just kind of less, but like then I'll go up to like the cashier, and like the cashier is one of the things that really make the experience of going to the market. And like you go up to them and like you get your stuff, you're trying to get out sometimes, and like if they just hit you with the right vibe at the time, if you like kind of want to talk maybe a little bit, like they're some of like the most open people I've talked to.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to name any of your examples of how a cashier?
Well, I can't remember some of the names because I don't go there like so often, but like I remember, I think I went to like a Staples once and I was just getting like one little thing for like one little small thing for like a school project. And I mean, I think her name was Jenny. It was just like, I'm sitting around looking for this thing for like 10 minutes because I'm like, I don't want to go ask someone for something. And she comes up and she's, you know, all nice. She just says, hey, are you looking for something? And do you need help with anything? Usually I would turn that sort of thing down, but like, I'm tired of waiting like 10 minutes. Instantly finds it. She instantly finds it and just like gets me in and out and is very kind about everything. And, you know, goes through that whole like, you know, we have to, you know, try and sell some warranty for something small or something. But like, you know, usually you say no to that sort of thing, just try and not waste money. But then she goes asking me for it, like the standard thing, and then she doesn't like waste my time like asking and asking and asking. She's just like real quick through it.
Do you think people here in the San Fernando Valley are more generous than people from either out of state, up in California, or below?
So I mean, the couple times I've been to like San Francisco, like I'll go there and I'll see some of the people there, and like they'll be like, hey, here's, you know, like I'll see like some homeless people around and just see people walking all constantly past them, and then I go up and I give them a dollar, and like people start looking at me, and I'm like, I'm just trying to give a hand to somebody, and a dollar isn't going to be so much for when they're going. And like if you think people are going to go buy like anything, you know, inappropriate with that sort of money. And so when I come down here to the valley, I see like there's a couple people that I know that like have been on the street for a little while, and like I'll go by, and there's one lady that's kind of near a KFC here sometimes, and I used to walk by there all the time just coming home from my internship. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there are people that try to help her out, and she's kind of stuck because she's like older and not as strong. And you know, I try to give her a hand sometimes because every time I walked past there, she was just greeting me all nice. She's not just begging for money. She's kind of there trying to do her thing, try and get by. And so, I mean, I've seen people take her to this KFC and just get her food there. And you can see how much of that lights her day up. And you can tell she's not trying to, like, BS you for anything.
Homeless people seem, have been rising since, you know, a couple of years back. Do you think that's a big problem here in the San Fernando Valley?
I think it's a problem kind of just around LA, and it's just because I'm partially a product of LA is like really expensive to live in, and so you come here and it's like, you know, right now I'm looking at gas, and I think like at the Arco near my house it's like $3.59 for a gallon or something. And then when I went to Texas in like 2014, which is, you know, gas prices were cheaper then here, but when I went there it was like $2.10 for like gas for a gallon. And like if I was to have that here, like that'd be insane. People would be driving so much because like gas would be so much cheaper, and that's just gas. Like I mean, going on the bus is cheaper, but like you're mixing in all sorts of other things that are also getting way more expensive with things.
Like you said, how LA is expensive. Do you think that people want to move out of the valley because of how expensive it is?
Yeah, there's some people that I've seen talk about trying to move out. I had volunteered because, like, I'm an Eagle Scout, and so when I did my Eagle project, it was my project was revolving around homeless children, and they needed to go to school, and they needed like a backpack or something. So we went and we saved up I saved up money. I did some, or got donations. I did fundraising, and then I got money together and got these kids backpacks, school supplies, and tried to help, you know, get them to school, get them to get the education they need. And their parents are at this place called Hope Gardens Family Center, and they're around Simi Valley, which isn't too far from here. And so these parents, they're at this facility, and what happens is they stay there, they try and get classes, they try and get back up on their feet, they try to, you know, start working and being able to support their own family. And so a lot of them sort of have that plan of, I'm going to try and get together, get a job, save up some money, move somewhere a little cheaper, and then get my family there. But having those sorts of programs like Hope Valley is like really nice to have.
Do you still think it's worth living here, even though it's expensive, but because of all the attractions we have here?
I think it's worth living here a lot for kind of the culture clash that comes here, because, like, you know, people talk about going to, like, other states, and it's, you know, a lot of them are like, yeah, we have a high population of this or this and this race, and it's like, you come here and you see all sorts of different people, and it's really cool to see and get to see everything. I mean, you have places kind of like, you know, like Chinatown, little Korea, and you can see kind of what that type of, you know, what their culture is like, what things are like for them, and kind of being able to experience, like, all sorts of things, all sorts of people is kind of really nice.
Do you go out often into the LA part of the...
My sister, she's like way into this dancing scene, and so there's a couple places like the Playground, which is farther in LA, deeper in LA. I think it's in like North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And so I would drive her there sometimes and then go check out some of the other places there. And I mean, there are definitely some like cool areas around there, but probably like the most notable thing is just, you know, by that area, by the Hollywood sign, you know, all the really large buildings, all the really popular people around Boardwalk and that sort of thing.
Do you think there's a big difference in what you can do in here in the San Fernando Valley to compared to what you can do in Los Angeles, Hollywood, etc.?
So I think like Los Angeles, Hollywood, that sort of area is a lot less, a lot more urban and a lot more just, you go there and you know it's a city. If you dropped me in San Fernando Valley, put me in like any part, like I just, if I didn't know the area, I couldn't tell you really if I was close or far from LA, because it feels a lot more like homey, like a lot of people say. And like I have my grandma sometimes comes out here from Texas, and comparing that area to here, she gets like a way different experience, and she gets to kind of see like way more here. But like when she comes to the San Fernando Valley, it feels a little more like home.
Feels a little more like home. I like that saying. It's a good saying, because do you feel at home when you're here in the San Fernando Valley?
Definitely. I moved once, and it was just from one part of the San Fernando Valley to another part, and sometimes I'll just be driving somewhere that's just gonna, another day I have to drive to this place, do something, and I drive by past where I used to live. I used to bike to scouts and stuff through this one like area all the time, and so every so often I just go by that area and just, you know, feel so close. And it's like, that's not that far from where I am right now. And even now, I'm certain if I do end up moving later in life and I come back here and I come back to this area, check out like Pierce College and stuff, it's gonna feel like home for sure.
That's a good saying. Do you think, one last question before, do you think people that wanna either, you know, move out, move in, should reconsider staying here?
I think considering staying here is like really big thing. There's a lot of sort of opportunities in this area because we are really close to LA. And so, I mean, my dad, we live here obviously, but he works at this accounting firm in like West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And driving there, you know, it's not the greatest thing, but he can drive there and has a really nice job, really enjoys it there, and he can come live over here, and it's not that crazy for him to go there. It's like 30-40 minute drive for him, but he's making it pretty well for himself, and he's just, you know, another person. Like, there's so many things you can do here, so many opportunities.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Matthew, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And this has been Valley Life with Victor Rotato, KBCRadio.com.